are the summer holidays. We love them here at Whack My Bush because it gives us a chance to get out of the studio, pull on our skimpy bathing thongs, and strut our funky stuff on the topless beaches of Saint-Tropez. But what about our glorious leaders? What sort of holes do they have? Does Fatty have a bathing thong? Will he bump into Condoleezza Rice having it large at a beach rave in Ibiza? Only one thing's certain. Our countries seem to run much more effectively while they're away.
You started it, you falafel-eating Lebanese dog!
No, you started it, Israeli bagel-munching bastard!
Will the delegates please stop twatting about and start negotiating?
You bombed Haifa!
You Israelis invaded Canaan in 4000 BC. If that's not starting it, I don't know what is!
Gentlemen, please, I'm warning you. No, don't.
This UN debate in the Middle East is doing my head in. Oh, I'm so glad I'm off on holiday tomorrow.
Not half as glad as the rest of us, Tony.
Oh, hey, that was a gift from Javier Perez de Cuellar.
Yeah, like the public want to have you in charge of the country. I'll probably come back to find you've shagged half the women and scoffed all the food. I'm bored. Condi, these negotiations are going nowhere.
Oh, I don't know, sugar. I just won my bet with Fatty that the Israelis and Lebanese will come to blows inside 2 minutes.
Bastards, if they'd just get their hands off each other for another 10 seconds, I'd have been quids in.
Oh, can I go wee-wee while they're fighting?
Okay, but could you do it in the bathroom this time? I'm sick of Kofi Annan complaining about the funny smell in his office.
But I get scared in the bathroom on my own. Can you come with me?
No, sugar, but I know someone who will.
Why are you looking at me like that? Oh no, no way. Just because we've got a special relationship doesn't mean I have to keep George company while he's paddling the ferret.
Oh dear, we might have to cancel that Trident program after all.
All right, I'll go with him, but only because I want to have the option of nuking people.
If you're really lucky, Tony, you'll get to hold it for him and all.
Oh, don't be silly, Fatty. Although you will have to help me with my pants because, you know, I still haven't got to have these zipper thingies.
Whack my bush.
I now call upon President Putin of Russia to...
Here we are, George.
What the hell?
Hey, thanks for coming to the bathroom with me, Tony.
Holy shit! They've left their fucking radio mics on!
Again? Dozy wankers.
Okay, Tony. Do your thing.
Oh dear. That could be misconstrued.
Right. Let's see. I'm not very comfortable listening. I've never done this for another man before.
My God, what is he going to do to him?
Miss Merkel, will you please be quiet? We all want to hear this.
I'll just get the old six-shooter out.
Is that a euphemism?
No, he's from Texas. They all carry guns in their pants. Unfortunately, no one else here is going to know that.
Here, Tony, you hold it. Blimey, that's enormous! How do you fit such a big weapon in your pants without it showing? I've got a great tailor. Okay, here we go. Promise you won't leave me, Tony. Don't worry.
No.
What, mate? That sounds bad. Really bad.
I'm German and even I'm disgusted.
I always said they were a pair of queers.
Shit, we're never gonna live this down.
I've been wanting to do that all morning. Thanks for your help, Tony. I hate doing that on my own. That's all right, George, but next time Condi's doing it.
Don't drag me into it, you bastards.
Boring debate, ain't it? Yeah.
Dear Lord, please don't them talk about the other world leaders.
You know, I'm tempted to restart the Cold War just so I wouldn't have to listen to that Russian guy, President Putin.
Damn it.
Putin, my name is Putin. How many times do I have to tell him?
Huh, you think he's bad? What about Angela Merkel? She's a real case of who let the dogs out.
That Schusshund.
Even John wouldn't do her, and he's not picky. Normally all a woman needs is a skirt and a pork pie.
Is that true, Herr Prescott?
No, it doesn't have to be a pork pie, love. Any pie will do.
Chirac would probably give her one, though. But then again, he is French. He'd probably shag a warthog if he was wearing lipstick and Chanel.
Oh, please don't say anything, sugar.
Yeah, as Condi says, a real garlic-munching collaborator.
Oh, shit! Pardonnez-moi, monsieur le président.
Hey, fuck you, you American shithead.
Well, the man's really at the fun.
By the way, thanks for that shower cap. Great present. Huh, glad you like it. I made it myself out of one of Cherie's old PVC dominatrix outfits.
He's dead meat now. Cherie's gonna have his balls for breakfast.
Right, here we are. Just in time for another 4 hours of Middle Hey, try doing what I do. Have a nap, and at the end, veto whatever's been decided. Works with everything from stem cell research to proposed defense budget cuts.
Hey, Tony, why is everyone staring at us? What's the point? Why can I hear our voices on the public address system? Oh my god, they've heard everything we've said!
And just for the record, I wouldn't do you either, Blair! Let's get them, boys!
Run, Tony!
Oh shit!
Sounds like the perfect time to take that holiday. If only they could make it, you know, permanent. Unfortunately, we're just not that lucky, which means we'll be back with W and the gang next time on...
Whack My Bush.
Hi there to all you bushwhackers and anyone we haven't bombed this week. If you want to hear the other episodes in this series, then you've got to go to our website, whackmybush.com, and subscribe to the show. It's a free month subscription that works out at 45 cents a show, according to my Scooby-Doo calculator. With the subscription, you get 2 shows a week and full access to our archive, which has over 7 hours of my adventures. Huh. Subscribing is so quick and easy, even I could do it, if I could only work out how to turn my computer thingy on, that is. What's that, Barney? Press the big red button. But Condi said I mustn't touch it. Okay, then. Now remember, everybody, just do what I'm doing. Go to www.whackmybush.com and subscribe. Barney, should that alarm be sounding? Barney? Barney!
Wag my bush, come on!